KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We could see some areas of fog and flurries this morning. Otherwise, we expect to see mostly cloudy skies. A high of 35 with winds northeast at 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening saw the premiere of a new video marketing the community locally and nationally to encourage people to move here and work from home here and raise their family. Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bailey Smith explained more businesses are encouraging their employees to work from home, especially in light of the pandemic, but beyond that as well.
We're trying to encourage them to live here. It's cheaper to live here. It's a small, tight-knit community, safe. So we worked with a production company out of Des Moines called 515 Production, and they were really great to work with. We told them kind of the vision we had. We didn't want it to look like a commercial. We spent a whole day sun up to sundown in town in
November.
A link to the video can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Chamber and CADCO will work together with the Iowa Economic Development Authority to roll out the video nationally and through online marketing made possible through funds from the Community Development Commission. The entire video, which, by the way, can also be found on Facebook at Atlantic Area Chamber, lasts just under 2 minutes but includes remarkable drone footage of the community and snippets of community life. In other business, the Atlantic City Council approved mutual aid agreements for fire protection services between Atlantic and the cities of Marney and Lewis. The specific agreements are renewed every 5 years and ensures that if either department is in need, the other department will aid with equipment and personnel. During the council's committee reports, Councilperson Kathy Summers, who along with Councilman Pat McCurdy are liaisons to the Landfill Commission, reported that changes are coming in the way you dispose of your recyclables. The decision was made during the Landfill Commission's meeting Tuesday night.
We did officially vote to make all the recycling, we have to go to the landfill. So the bins that are around town, those are not going to be here after March 31st.
Right.
So recycling is still free. You just have to take it to the landfill.
The council Wednesday held a public hearing on the status of the city's facade improvement project. SWPCO Community Development Director Alexis Fleener explained the hearing was necessary to satisfy the requirements of a community development block grant for the downtown facade improvement program some businesses elected to participate in. She said the project is currently 50% complete. And the Atlantic City Council received from Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Bryant Rasmussen a report highlighting some of the key department accomplishments over the past year and goals for 2021. Cass County Health System, or CCHS, has been named one of America's best hospitals for emergency care by the Women's Choice Award. The award signifies that Cass County Health System is in the top 1% of 4,542 U.S. hospitals offering emergency care services. The award recognizes excellence in emergency care based on several process of care measures focused on the time patients spent in an emergency department, including total time spent in the emergency department, time from admission to a room, and percent of emergency patients who left without being seen. Criteria for selecting CCHS as one of America's best also included the percentage of patients who came to the emergency department with stroke symptoms or received brain scan results within 45 minutes of their arrival. Also included this year were hospitals that performed well in responding to patients showing symptoms of severe sepsis, which is a very dangerous situation. The awarded hospitals represent those with emergency departments with average measure times in the highest 25th to 50th percentile in the country. Hospitals receive additional credit if they have an accredited trauma center. The award is especially significant, officials say, given that long waits and high crowding can negatively impact patient outcomes, including patients leaving without receiving medical treatment, longer overall length of hospital stay, and an increase in mortality rates. CCHS is one of 477 award recipients representing hospitals that have met the highest standards for emergency care in the U.S. by the Women's Choice Award. CCHS officials on Wednesday announced the arrival of the first baby of 2021. Gavin Leo arrived January 4th. The obstetrics team presented his family with a baby blanket and a year's supply of diapers. Well, Atlantic Police Department issued a warning on Wednesday afternoon about a possible phone scam circulating in the area. They received a complaint from a citizen that someone called them claiming to represent the Atlantic Medical Center about an application that had been submitted. Citizen advised that they had not filled out any applications and the fraudulent caller had their doctor's information and was mimicking the medical center's phone number. A citizen wisely called the Atlantic Medical Center to inquire about the call, and they said that they made no such call to that person. Police remind everyone not to give personal information out over the phone, as this is possibly a scam. In the funeral announcements, Paul Toodles Linen, Sr., age 94, of Harlan, died December 25th. A massive Christian burial for Paul Linen, Sr. will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Janet Schwenke, age 87, of Messina, died Friday at the UNMC in Omaha. Funeral services for Janet Schwenke will be today at 11 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Michael Francis Hoffman, age 73, of Exira, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Michael Hoffman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Jean Held, age 89, of Fontenelle, died December 20th in Greenfield. Private immediate family-only services for Jean Held will take place Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. That'll be live-streamed also on Emmanuel Lutheran's Facebook page. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Lee Gregerson, age 63, of Walnut, died Wednesday in Walnut. Funeral services for Richard Gregerson will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. CDC guidelines will be observed and masks are required. Jenny Nino, age 89, of Adair, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Jenny Nino will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Van Hoe Funeral Home of East Moline, Illinois. The funeral will be live-streamed on their Facebook page. Joy Green, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Private family funeral services for Joy Green will be held. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle is assisting the family. Helen Schmitz, age 97, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Helen Schmitz will be at a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.